Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Wednesday, August 7th. Coming up in today's episode, reactions and aftermath of Vinesh Fogart's Olympic disqualification. Rahul Gandhi demands special package for Wayanad. Supreme Court's stern stance on a judge's comments about judiciary. And developments from Bangladesh after Sheikh Hasina's ouster. First up, in a heartbreak for billions of Indians, wrestler Vinesh Fogart has been disqualified from the Olympics after weighing 100 grams over the 50 kilogram mark, which is her weight category in the Games this year. India has already filed an appeal against her disqualification with the Olympic Association. Vinesh usually competes in the 53 kilogram category, but this time, she decided to switch the category for the Paris Olympics. Although the 50 kilogram category does not align with her natural weight, Vinesh took some extreme steps to make sure she falls within the weight limit. According to a report in Hindu, Vinesh not only cut her hair to fall under the weight category of 50 kilograms, but also tried to draw some blood out of her veins, hoping to meet the criteria. Yet the efforts did not fetch her the results she wanted. She also reportedly did cycling exercises to induce sweat, but it did not help much. Then after her weight went up by 1 kilogram on Tuesday night, she took even more extreme measures, sources told NDTV. She did manage to bring down the weight by 900 grams, but the last 100 grams could not be shrugged off. Celebrities and politicians alike have joined the anguish of Indian people and above all, Vinesh Fogart's pain. Boxer Vijendra Singh said, quote, 100 grams is nothing. Boxers are given time to shed in such cases. Hope P.T. Usha and others at the IOA fight this, unquote. Opposition leader Shatrughan Sinha said, quote, our Olympic Association must raise this issue. We cannot say as of now that it was sabotage. Whereas, it is being reported that Prime Minister Narendra Modi personally spoke with IOA President P.T. Usha, seeking first-hand information on the matter and potential avenues for redressal. He instructed P.T. Usha to exhaust all possible options to support Ms. Fogart's case, including filing a strong protest against the disqualification if necessary. Meanwhile, Indian boxing stalwart Vijendra Singh has alleged that wrestler Vinesh Fogart's disqualification from the Olympics final might be a case of sabotage, as elite athletes like her are well known with the techniques of cutting weight before major competition. Vijendra, who is India's first and only male boxer to have won an Olympic medal, claimed, and I quote, I think it might be sabotage. 100 gram, you have got to be kidding me. We athletes can shed 5 to 6 kilograms overnight. It is difficult, no doubt, but we know how to control our hunger, thirst and exert to the extreme. Unquote. He added that when he says sabotage, he means people who are not happy to see India rise as a sporting nation. This girl has been through so much, he said. Your heart breaks for her. What more could she have done? Which other test? He wondered.
And next, updates from Lok Sabha. Sports Minister Mansukh Mandaviya addressed the Lok Sabha today about the disqualification of Vinesh Fogart, which led to a protest from the opposition MPs.
Mr. Mandaviya's statement, however, raised eyebrows. Confirming the disqualification, he only declared that the government had provided all possible assistance to Ms. Fogart, which included personal staff and training facilities, and outlined expenditures that were made for her training. India Bloc MP staged a protest outside Makar Dwar of Parliament after walking out following Mr. Mandaviya's statement. They are seeking justice for wrestler Vinesh Fogart and her disqualification. On social media platform X, Congress MP Randeep Surjewala claimed a conspiracy, and the word is also now trending on the platform, and declared a black day in the history of Indian sports. Quote, 40 crore Indians are shocked. This is a huge hate conspiracy. But know that the country is with her. Unquote. The Congress leader's lengthy tweet also included detailed references to the Me Too protest against six-time former Bharatiya Janata Party MP Brij Bhushan Sharan Singh, who faces sexual assault charges. The Delhi High Court had found there was sufficient evidence to proceed. Mr. Surjewala continued, quote, first, the Wrestling Association president, the BJP MP of the time, Brij Bhushan Singh, tortured the country's world champion daughter with physical and mental torture. Then BJP people got this daughter of the country dragged by police on the streets of Jantar Mantar in Delhi. Unquote. The reference was to shocking images of Ms. Fogart being dragged away from a protest site in the national capital in May last year. Yesterday, wrestler Bajrang Punia also revived those memories and called her a lioness kicked and crushed by her own country. Mr. Surjewala's post also contained four questions, including who is the one who could not digest Vinesh Phogat's victory, suggesting the champion wrestler may have been sabotaged. Congress leaders Rahul Gandhi and Priyanka Gandhi Vadra have also responded, but with less controversial remarks. Mr. Gandhi called the disqualification unfortunate, while Mrs. Gandhi Vadra said, "My sister, do not consider yourself alone. Remember, you will always be our champion." In other Lok Sabha news, leader of the opposition and two-time MP from Wayanad, Rahul Gandhi, has demanded a special package for his constituency and urged government to declare the recent landslides in the region as a national disaster. Speaking in the Lok Sabha today, Mr. Gandhi highlighted the severe impact of the disaster and emphasized on the devastation, pain and suffering of the people there. "It is heartening to see all communities from different ideologies come together to help," Mr. Gandhi added in the Lok Sabha, and also lauded the assistance from neighboring states in the ongoing rescue operations. Over 300 were killed, thousands injured and hundreds are still missing after massive landslides buried some villages in Wayanad. The horror of the calamity is evident in the fact that hundreds of body parts were recovered, limbs or torso, without a full body. And next, the Supreme Court has responded firmly to a challenge of its authority, stressing that compliance with its orders are not a matter of choice. The expunged critical remarks made by a single judge bench of the Punjab and Haryana High Court last month regarding a land dispute case. The judge had reacted sharply to a May 3rd order staying certain contempt proceedings. Chief Justice of India D.Y. Chandrachud called the criticism unnecessary and said it lowered the dignity of both courts. He said, and I quote, "A party may be dissatisfied with the decision, but judges can never express dissatisfactions over order passed by a higher constitutional forum," unquote. He later added that the observations made were unnecessary for the ultimate order which was passed. Quote, "Gratuitous observations in regard to previous orders passed by Supreme Court are absolutely unwarranted," unquote. The Supreme Court has underlined that compliance with its order are not a matter of choice but a matter of constitutional obligation, and added that judges cannot be aggrieved by an order passed by a higher court. But they did decline to initiate contempt proceedings of its own against the judge, particularly since the division bench had acted first and stayed the justice's orders. Breaking from breaking news, can you turn trash to money? Well, at least one US woman can. An American woman from Texas, Tiffany Butler, has made headlines for her valuable finds during her dumpster dives. Butler, who regularly sifts through discarded items to rescue usable goods, recently discovered a bag of brand new Balance trainers in a bin. The trainers, which are valued at over 10,000 rupees each, were among several new items, including water bottles, t-shirts and socks from the same brand. Butler, who searches through dumpsters 2 to 3 times a week, reported that this particular discovery was a stroke of luck. Butler calculates that over the course of 2 years, she has made around $80,000, which is roughly about 67 lakh rupees, from reselling things she discovers in the trash, and shares her discoveries with over 3 million social media followers. Now back to news. Twenty bodies of Awami League leaders have been found across Bangladesh after ex-Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina left the nation, following violent protests by students over job quota for freedom fighters' children. According to Dhaka Tribune, widespread vandalism and looting of homes and businesses of Awami League leaders and activists has been reported from across the nation. Eyewitnesses said that former councillor Mohammed Shah Alam in Kumila city, 100 kilometers from the capital, was set on fire by a mob. Four people were killed on Tuesday when a mob set fire to the house of MP Shafiqul Islam Shimul. Their bodies were found in the rooms and balconies. In Dhaka, parts of the Awami League's main office were set on fire again last evening. Right groups and diplomats in Bangladesh have raised concerns over reports of attacks on minorities. Meanwhile, India has evacuated all non-essential staff and their families from its embassy and consulates in Bangladesh, sources have confirmed. The High Commission continues to operate with the skeletal staff, while those who returned to India did so on voluntary basis, the sources added. Despite the turmoil, principal officers, including the High Commissioner of India to Dhaka, remain at their post. In other development, Bangladesh's Nobel-winning microfinance pioneer, Muhammad Yunus, has been named the head of the military-backed interim government after the ouster of Sheikh Hasina amid massive protests. The night before, longtime leader Sheikh Hasina abruptly fled Bangladesh. Her army chief held a meeting with generals and decided that troops would not fire on civilians to enforce a curfew. Two serving officers with knowledge of the discussions told Reuters. General Waqar-uz-Zaman then reached to Hasina's office conveying the Prime Minister that his soldiers would be unable to implement the lockdown she had called for, according to an Indian official briefed on the matter. The message was clear, the official said. Hasina no longer had the army's support. Details of the online meeting between the military top brass and the message to Hasina that she had lost their backing had not been previously reported. They helped to explain how Hasina's 15-year rule, during which she brooked little dissent, came to such a chaotic and sudden end on Monday when she fled from Bangladesh to India, and it remains uncertain where she will go next. The nationwide curfew has been imposed after at least 91 people were killed and hundreds injured in nationwide clashes on Sunday, the deadliest since student-led protests against Hasina began in July. That's all for today. You were listening to the News with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to the News with NDTV on Apple, Spotify and the NDTV News app. This is your host Anviti, signing off.